Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Here on Praise Your Inspiration Station, today we'll be discussing fear. What are you afraid of in your relationship? What has caused you fear in your relationship? Give us a call, 855-454-5905. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I'm your co-host. Here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends who are listening right now, whether you're listening live here on Praise 103.9, your inspiration station here in Philadelphia, or you're listening on the internet anywhere in the world. We're really excited and encouraged that you decided to join us. You decided to join us this morning. Let's go to God in prayer. God in heaven, thank you so much, Father, for your love and your mercy, your compassion, Father, and more than anything else, Father, the way you take care of us and the way you guide us in our lives. Give us faith, God, that overcomes fear. Help us to grow and to be able to see things the way you see them, Father, and pray that today's program would truly be a blessing to so many. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As always, we hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. And our theme scripture, as Tiffany, I mentioned earlier, we're talking about fear, beyond the fear. Is there any fear going on in your life, in your relationship that is hindering you, that is crippling you, or is creeping into your relationship? 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 is the theme scripture of the day. Mm-hmm. And it's, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And let's pause for a second, because I know, you know, we all want perfect love. Mm. We want to be loved. We want to be in a loving relationship. And then something happens that scares us, gives into fear. And, you know, fear in itself, it's not crippling if unless you give into it. Mm-hmm. You can do it scared. You can say, hey, you know, I'm going to get married and this is scary stuff, but you trust God and you trust, you know, that you've made the best decision and that you've gotten advice and that you've, mm-hmm. you know, prayed and even fasted about this. But, you know, are there things that have come back mm-hmm. to haunt you, or are you fearful, or maybe you're not even married yet? You're fearful mm-hmm. of getting married, you know, of what would happen, or you're fearful of having a conversation with your spouse that you absolutely need to have. I want to read a little bit here, the same passage, but from the Message translation. It says, God is love. When we take up permanent residence and a life of love, we live in God and God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house, becomes at home and mature in us, so that we are free of worry on Judgment Day. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ. There's no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear. Since fear is crippling, a fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment is one not yet fully formed in love. So we absolutely want to hear from you. We're going to give you the number. Go ahead and give us a call. We're talking about fear. You know, maybe it's not even about you. There's someone you're trying to help them to overcome that fear. We want to hear and have a great conversation today regarding overcoming fear.
All right. And the number is 855-454-5905.
You know, Tiffany, we talk about this often. You know, I think it's scary. You know, the future, when we are not sure what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, even as Christians, you know, we trust God. But a lot of times we want to be able to see. It's like, God, what do you have for us? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to say anything other than I did watch the Exodus movie. And so I'm not going to give you my reviews. You're going to have to make your own decision for that. But, you know, of course, we got to understand that it is a Hollywood rendition of the story. Mm. But the story doesn't change in the Bible, right? Mm. The story is the same. And it's that God, which is a true story that we know, God took his people and gave them freedom from slavery, from, you know, the Egyptians. And there was a lot of fear involved. Mm-hmm. You know, it was scary to go to the unknown, to places where they haven't been, and they had to trust God. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for us, we got to make a decision. You know, are we going to trust God, knowing that God has better plans for our lives,
right,
more than what we can see?
Right.
So again, you know, we invite you. Go ahead and be our first caller today, and let's get in the conversation. We have a couple of minutes before we take a break, and then, of course, we want to hear from you. We also invite you to follow us, and if you have not done this already, to get on Facebook and become our friend. Hit the like button, comment, and ask your questions, post some encouraging things, and, you know, that was something you might need prayer about. Go ahead and feel free to visit us on our Facebook page.
That's right. And that number is 855-454-5905. So we want you to give us a call if you are really afraid of something. Are you afraid? What are you afraid of, if anything at all? And how has fear affected your relationship? We are looking forward to your call. If you're single, are you even afraid to get married? What are the thoughts that are running through your mind? Reach out to us at 855-454-5905. I would honestly say I'm just afraid that I have waited this long, that when I find him, I will miss something, and then it'll be like, oh, my Lord, I am stuck with this here.
Oh, you missed,
like, show.
You mean like a red flag?
Who did I marry?
What?
Who did I marry?
You know, I think, number one, don't fear. He'll find you. I think, you know, you say, what'd I find? I was like, he'll find you. But I think, you know what? You have waited a long time. Whoever it is not going to be perfect.
No, I'm
but
not.
But I always talk about
perfect.
Well, we know. But, you know, I mean, even with our own concept of perfect, like, there will be imperfections, but there are some things that should be non-negotiable. Like, listen, you know, God fearing, you know, honest, you know, there are certain things that, you know, you can work with, you know, someone that's going to, you know, truly, you know, make every effort to honor their vows, not someone who's like deliberately trying to deceive you and, you know, just trying to get married, and then they have a different agenda. You know, those are the things you got to be the most afraid of. But I think
that's really where that
is. Sure. And I believe that it's almost like, listen, you know, I thought you were this, and then I get married and you're not. And I think, number one, knowing that with prayer that God allows, you know, certain things to come out and would reveal certain things if we're willing to see them. I mean, God reveals them. But other times, you know, there are lessons in life. I don't have an explanation of why some people go through what they go through. Maybe you'll do everything right, and there's still a lesson to learn there. It could be, you know, we say the vows lightly. I think we say, you know, for better, for worse, in sickness and in health. But, you know, we always focus on the positive, like, yeah, for better, of course, you know, for richer, of course. But, you know, poverty comes and sickness come and even death. And, you know, we don't always prepare for that because we don't want to even think about that. And I think, you know, how many people, you know, they vow or pray or hope to spend the rest of their lives together, and then the person ends up dying, you know. And so, you know, really trusting God in this, but knowing that, wait a minute, even if I just have a small amount of time with someone that I love, it's time that we can cherish. It's God's will. So, again, we're not saying this is easy. And, of course, you know, we can be fearful. We're going to talk more about this topic, and I think even from a singles perspective, you know, are you afraid to get married?
And we want you to reach out to us at 855-454-5905. So we do have our first caller. His name is Derek, calling in from Philadelphia. Derek, good morning. You're live on the air, but let's just prep you really quick. We're about to go to a break, so we're going to start with you, and then we're going to have to take a break in a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
Well, Derek, I welcome you listening, and you called into Marriage Beyond the Vows. And I believe you've mentioned, you know, you're fearful. There are some things going on. You're on the verge of quitting on your relationship. We absolutely want to talk to you. But if you can just briefly mention before we go to the break, what's going on?
Just briefly, I've been married for about 18 years.
Wow.
And probably about 11 years ago, my wife had an affair.
Okay.
And it's just fearful to me, you know, just having, you know, to move on. I mean, we've been having other problems.
Sure.
you know, that have brought me to the point where I'm ready to call it quits. And I just have different little fears of just moving on and trying to work at this relationship. Wow. I mean, I feel like I'm capable of doing so, and sure. I'm not quite sure if she's capable or really wants to, you know, just put the effort in to make this marriage continue to work.
Well, I hear you. Well, Derek, first of all, let me commend you on, you know, the courage to even pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm going to talk about this because I'm going to deal with this. We want to have more of a conversation. We do invite you to please hold on. Don't go anywhere. We do have to take this brief break, and then we'll come back and we'll continue with this conversation.
All right, Derek, hold on the line. If you're not yet on the line, please feel free to give us a call at 855-454-5905. So stay with us. We're going to be right back with more conversation after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. And a very good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today we are talking about fear in your relationship. If you are afraid of something, are you afraid of your mate? Are you afraid that something has or will happen? Is there fear causing issues in your relationship? We invite you to give us a call, 855-454-5905. Marcos is here to give you some advice. And we were in the midst of a conversation with Derek right before the break. We're going to rejoin that conversation now. Derek, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Derek, right, thank you so much for your patience. You know, we have to take those breaks. You know, that's what we fortunately sometimes have to do. But it does allow us to be on the air, having our sponsors. So, Derek, right before the break, and if you're just tuning in with us, you'll know that we were talking to Derek. And, Derek, right before the break, you were saying you're fearful because after 18 years of being married, you said 11 years ago your wife was unfaithful to you. And you've been having a hard time working it out. And there are other things. And you're at that verge. You're really fearful that you might just quit on your marriage. And you're trying to do the right thing. Now, you didn't sound very sure if your wife was at that same place. Have you had a conversation with her in terms of what is it going to take?
I have, and she really wants this marriage to work.
Okay.
But I don't feel like that anything is going to change.
Okay.
And that's my fear that of being, I've been unhappy for several years, and my fear is living the rest of my life, you know, with my wife and continuing to be unhappy.
I hear you. So let me ask you this question, Derek. What is the greatest amount of unhappiness right now in your relationship? What's bringing you that unhappiness?
I think the greatest amount of unhappiness for me is being just taken for granted, you know, that I will continue, you know, to do whatever it is that I need to do as a husband, as a father, but not getting anything in return.
Okay, so what makes you feel appreciated? If your wife did, what would make you feel appreciated?
I guess at this point, I don't know. You know, I guess some different things, I mean, that can be done around the house, different things that could be said. More of affection. I mean, we even have issues sexually where, okay, you know, it's our sexual appetite is not the same.
All right. So if your wife initiated more and offered intimacy, sexual affection, and all these things to you, you would feel appreciated?
I guess I probably would.
Okay.
I'm really not a hard man to please.
Okay. Okay. So, you pretty much, I think, After 18 years of marriage, you know what you need and what makes you feel encouraged and appreciated. What else besides the sexual appetite, which I think is very important, by the way, you know, meeting those needs. What else? What else would make you feel appreciated?
I guess just being just spending time, you know. It seems as though, like, if we get home in the evening, it's like her attention is always elsewhere, you know. And we've even gotten to the point and talked about this, I guess, a few years back. Mm-hmm. And, okay, I needed to help out more around the house. I've done that.
Okay.
You know, but still, I'm not getting, you know, what I feel that I need.
Okay.
As far as, you know, just spending time, you know.
All right, so you ready? You ready for this, Derek? I'm going to help you out a little bit. I know you called us. This is the challenge in marriage, especially after so many years. You've been hurt a lot. And I can almost guarantee that your wife has felt hurt, too. So, you know, there's hurt on both sides. It sounds like you're both trying to work it out, but it's that fear of, like, what if even, you know, you go, I don't know if you've been to counseling, but sometimes people go to counseling and it's almost like just a Band-Aid. It's a temporary fix, but it doesn't go deep enough to truly change the relationship. And so I don't know what you've done in these 18 years, but I could tell you one thing. You have choices. I mean, number one, you could do nothing, right? And you could just stay in that marriage. A lot of people do that, and they stay unhappy. I mean, it's a choice, right? It's not probably a choice you want, but it is a choice. You could decide, like you said earlier, like, look, I'm done. I don't want this marriage. I'm gonna go and find a different relationship. Whatever, you can make that choice. A lot of times it doesn't work. I mean, you know, it's been really proven that second marriages, even third marriages, fail at a higher rate than the first ones because sometimes there's lessons that we haven't learned from the very first one. Or you can do the third, which is what I would encourage you to do, is to get radical about changing your present situation and make some difficult decisions that will impact your relationship in a great way. And I think it really starts with doing something very radical. Have you and your wife have done anything intensive, like a weekend, you know, couples in crisis getaway?
No, we haven't.
Because these type of things, I mean, I tell you this much, I encourage folks to do stuff like this. You know, very carefully and pray about it and really commit to their marriage. And when they do, I tell you this much, it changes everything. I mean, it's not what you expect. I mean, there are good times, but there's dealing with the pain and tears come out and forgiveness takes place. But it really does, I would say, serve as a catalyst to head in the direction that you need. And Derek, that would be my recommendation to you. I can share a little bit more about that off the air, what I would recommend. But I think that, you know, if doing nothing is not going to change what's happened. You know, if you do the same thing you've done for 18 years, you're going to get the same results. And I think that just that intervention, it sounds like you both want the same thing. It's just more of a matter of being stuck and not having the tools to get to that next level. And I tell you this, one last thing here, Derek. I really feel like you have sounds like a very surrendered heart, and that's the best place to be in terms of like, God, I just don't want this anymore, but I'm not willing to quit. I just don't know what to do, so help me.
I mean, I'm definitely a man of faith. I'm a minister, and okay. I guess that's what makes it, you know, like, I guess more difficult for me personally.
Sure.
I mean, I'm willing to work at it, but I mean, this is my fear of nothing changing. That's my fear.
Okay. And you know what? That's real, and I think that's honest. Derek, stay on the line. I'm gonna get my producer Larry to get some information from you, and I'll give you some of my information. I would love to have more of a conversation off the air. But again, thank you, my brother. I think it's very courageous to say, listen, we're gonna do something. Even picking up the phone and talking about this, it's encouraging. So please hang
in
there,
you.
Derek. No problem.
All right.
Hold on one second.
Take care. If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station, and we are talking about fear. today? Has fear crept its ugly head into your relationship? If you have a question for Marcos, he is here and available to speak with you. Just dial 855-454-5905. Let's go to Anita calling in from New Jersey. Anita, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I'm calling. I have a question and need some help with some things.
Sure, Anita. Well, welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows. Thank you for calling. What is the question for you have for us today?
I've been married over 20 years, and overall the marriage has been good. Three kids have came out of it. And I noticed the last, I guess around 2007, it started changing. And then when he had his prostate cancer surgery, he really started changing.
Okay.
And I'm very involved in the church, been through Bible school, and he's been getting angry. And to the point of when he comes in, now the kids are a little bit older now. When he comes in, he's never happy. He's miserable. He comes from a large family, and he's just angry all the time. And then if he do show up somewhere where we're at, he is embarrassing, very embarrassing. And there was a time when I was at my aunt's house, and he was leaving for work, and he showed up over there because I honestly have my phone on vibrate, and he says real loud, he calls my name out, and it's like, what? He's like, you heard me calling you. And then he showed up another time. My vehicle broke down, and I needed him to come check it out at the gas station. And he just started screaming and yelling. I'm not in fear because I know the Lord, and we're supposed to fear not. But I believe he's living in fear of something. And I truly love him. I'm willing to go to counseling, but he shuts down at some point. His communication is very bad. And I want to move on. I've still been that wife that was faithful, that did everything, even through his personal non-sexual desires. I've still been there because I believe to death do us part.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep it real. Sometimes I just feel like I need to move on because I'm retired from the jails, and we need to go our separate ways if you're going to be miserable. I cannot walk in the house and get a grumpy all the time.
And we hear you. So in other words, I mean, your husband is making your life impossible, or very difficult, let's say. He's grumpy, he's irritable, he's unhappy.
And he has a good job, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he has a lot to be thankful for, right?
He could have died.
Cancer, he could have died. He has a job. He has a wife that loves him. He has three great kids. I mean, you know, it goes on and on that he doesn't really have a reason. Let me ask you this, and the first one is like pretty obvious, but I'm going to ask anyway, and then the second one, you know, we'll get a little deeper into. Has he gotten medical attention for this? Because, you know, there is the reality of, you know, low testosterone because of, you know, what he's been through, the maybe even some other physical challenges that he's had. I mean, has this been brought up?
Well, here's the thing. When he was diagnosed, I told him I'm a firm believer of getting three opinions. Don't just jump on the surgery.
Sure.
And he knows it. And I, you know, like I said, I have a good job. And he's just been miserable. And when he got the first opinion, he said he just wanted to get it done and over with. He was devastated.
Okay.
But when he went through so much mental, physical behind it, he just like started shutting down. Nothing, I'm just going to keep it real, nothing worked.
I hear you.
I mean, he tried to make it work, and it just wouldn't wake up. So I said to him, I still love you no matter what.
I hear you.
That's the least of the things, because we have other things to do, because I do so much positive things for people, for other people that have been sick, this, that, and the other. And I told him, you need to see another doctor. Things come on TV. You need to see something that can help you. That can grow you.
So, Anita, let me, sorry to interject there, but I really want to get to the heart of this. And we got just a ton of calls right behind you. But I think the first one is, you know, there's a difference between what you know, mentally, what you know in your mind, and then what you know in your heart. You know, and it's not, there's not always a connection there. And I think that I don't know what it's like to experience what your husband experienced, but it's in a lot of ways he is, and I'm just going to make this assumption, he feels like he's lost his manhood. And to me, more than even the physical, then comes, you know, the needing therapy, needing to make sure he talks and realize, number one, there's life after surviving prostate cancer. You know, there's life after, you know, being what he's been through. But to him, it's almost like life is over. Like, man, it's over. I mean, like you're saying, he has a lot to be thankful for. And it doesn't sound like he's made that connection. And I think the way you're loving him is great. You just got to make sure that you love him, but you also are able to speak the truth in love, not out of frustration, not out of hurt. I mean, it's obvious that you're storing up a lot. Because even just having you on the phone, like you have a lot to say, you know, and I think for you, you're going to need therapy as well to just get healthy and to know how to deal with this, because you're living with this every single day. And that's why it feels like, hey, I just want to be done. You know, this theme scripture that I shared is from 1 John chapter 4. And it says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. Now, no one wants to live in fear. And what exactly is the fear here? It's the fear of, what if your husband never changes? You know, the fear of, you know, what if it gets worse? You know, it like, that's absolutely not what you want. And so I think, Anita, number one, you got to make sure you're healthy, that you prepare yourself, because the two become one.
I almost died three times.
Wow. Okay. How did that happen?
I'm very sick.
Oh, you're sick as well. And I think, Anita, you're going to have to really pray and realize that you can't help your husband, but you can be healthy. Like, you can't change him, and maybe he won't even want to go get help or some kind of counseling, but you do. And you get healthy, because you can't, two unhealthy people can't help each other. It's what the Bible says, right? The blind can't lead the blind. And so you got to make sure you're strong for him, and then hoping, hey, wait a minute, this helped me. I'm at a better place, and hey, I can help you to get there as well. But it sounds like you're wrestling.
I know that Jesus is the rock, you know,
okay.
And I got through it because of my faith in God.
Amen.
And I told him the same thing, but he shuns away. Like, I go to church, he was going faithfully, and then all of a sudden he just stopped. Then he started going to another church that he loved. And I says, cool, I'll go where you want to go, wherever you're happy.
Sure.
Then he just stopped.
You know, it sounds like he feels like life is over for him, and it's not. And I think that's where that disconnect is.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, and I would love to have a conversation with him. I don't know if he'll be willing and you know, if there's something he'd be open to.
I really would, because right now I'm at the point of getting counseling or walking away.
Yeah.
And when I walk away, he's going to hurt because of the fact that I'm not saying I'm his all in all, but I am. He's not going to be able to survive.
No, you're a good woman, and you've been there.
Going to that mood swing. Absolutely. Where everything's going to be a burden. Like, when a bill comes in, it's a burden for him.
Yeah.
He was happy paying the mortgage.
Yeah,
he's oh, and he'll say it sometime if I, like, bump up against him. I say, hey, honey, what's up? And I say, you know, and he'll be like, I'm worthless.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely depressed.
You're not worthless.
I think he's
changed it around.
This is beyond, you know, this is bigger than just, hey, let me give you a quick scripture and help you out. So this is what I want to do, Anita. Like I said to our previous caller, Larry, my producer, he'll get some more information. If you want to give him your info, I can do my best to contact you, or you can also get my info as well. But again, thank you so much. And look, hang in there. You know, God is good, and we know this, and God gives us a lot of hope. And so I'm looking forward to speaking with you, and hopefully even having the opportunity to speak to your husband some more.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much for calling.
Have a blessed day.
Please hold on.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Gloria calling, Gloria calling in from the Philadelphia area. Gloria, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gloria. We're doing great. I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for calling us this morning. Let's get right to it. We do have a lot of phone calls, so we want to be able to get to everyone. But I think you mentioned to our producer, Larry, that that you are single and you're fearful about, you know, getting into a relationship or maybe a relationship you're already in. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, I was in a long-term marriage that was not a very good one at all.
Okay.
My husband ended up being on drugs.
Wow.
And once he got off drugs, he transferred his addiction from drugs to women.
Mm.
So he had numerous affairs.
Okay.
And, you know, I eventually, once I just, you know, figured out that I had done everything that I could possibly do, I got out.
Okay. How many years were you married for?
We were together for 18 years.
Okay, for 18 years. So, and then how long has it been since that marriage has been over?
It's been 14 years.
Wow, okay.
But it took me about 5 years before I would even venture into a serious relationship with anyone.
Okay.
And I did that and was in a relationship for 6 years with a gentleman who was totally different from my ex-husband, but he was still very deceitful in that he didn't have physical affairs. He had emotional affairs.
Okay.
He made these emotional connections with women, and I would not know about them or that he even had friendships with these other people. And I really don't believe that they were physical, but still, and for me, it's a form of cheating.
Okay, sure.
And so I really do have, you know, I'm very hesitant about starting a relationship with anybody. In fact, I haven't because of that. If it's not cheating, well, you know, there's this old saying that, you know, all men cheat. I don't believe that.
Oh, absolutely not. That's not true. Now, let me ask you this, Gloria. Have you... And let me throw this in before I even say that. Let me get my words right. It's not your fault, right, that your husband was using drugs and then decided to be unfaithful. You did what you had to do. You did your best marriage. You just couldn't stay committed to someone that was uncommitted. And then you ended up in this other relationship who this man had all these other, you know, emotional affairs at the least, right? But that's still heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the lesson for you to learn? Okay, I'm not saying that you're to blame, but is there some lesson that you can take away and saying, is there a common denominator there when you had two unfaithful men in your life?
Well, I think there's certain things about people that draw certain other things
mm-hmm.
to them. The only thing at this point that I can really do in order for that not to happen again is to stay in communication with God about anybody who approaches me with the intent of having any kind of relationship. I really have to talk to God about that person and ask for a revelation in terms of who that person really is.
Yeah. And I think there are a couple of things, Gloria. Number one, you know, what the scriptures talk about, you know, Paul is really big on 1 Corinthians 7. We don't talk about this enough, but I think, you know, Paul's advice, this is his advice, but it's in the Bible, so we should take it to heart, is in verse 1 Corinthians 7, verse 8, he says, to the unmarried and widows, I say, it is good for them to stay unmarried as I do, but if they cannot control themselves, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. So if you can, sometimes it's like, listen, you've had relationships, it may be better to be by yourself. Now, if you can't be by yourself, you're going to burn with passion, then he's like, well, then you're better off getting married. Because mm-hmm. the ultimate goal, you know, you want to make sure you make it to heaven. You want to make sure you have the life that you can really give. But sometimes, if we're really honest, we're able to give God our best when we're single. That's just usually how it works. Now, when you're married, like I think, I mean, I have an amazing wife. I think together we make a great team. But, you know, having a relationship and having children, having a family, you know, takes away from that single-mindedness that you can give to God. And so I think sometimes, Gloria, the lesson could be, you know what? Maybe this is a time or a season in my life where now I'm going to really devote myself to God, and I don't have to have someone in my life. I don't need a man. Unless God sends you someone, you know, he sends someone your way. I mean, I'm not saying to ignore that. Make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. And actually, that's actually where I am. I have, you know, ministries that I'm involved in. I'm, you know, not in a relationship. I'm not even really looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I have that, you know, I know that I like being married. I like that connection. So
you don't want to be alone, but you're also fearful of being in a bad relationship. And I think this is what you do. I mean, my advice to you, Gloria, would be Psalm 37, verse 4. Is delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What you do is you just don't focus on it. You just give God your all. And if he sends you the right person, I mean, you need to be absolutely sure that it's from him. And like you said, you consult with him in prayer. But in the meantime, don't even worry. Like, hey, listen, I'm not looking. I'm not focused. I'm just enjoying my relationship with God. And if God knows, you know, he knows you better than you know yourself.
Okay.
And he says, this is the person. I have someone for you, Gloria. Then, of course, you open your eyes and you listen to, you know, what God is saying. But if not, not even worry, not even focus. Because when you have done that or you try to make it work on your own, it's been a mess.
It's been a mess.
So,
right.
But thank you, Gloria. We really do appreciate you calling in this morning. And, you know, we do pray that you delight yourself in the Lord so that he will give you the desires of your heart.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a blessed day, Gloria.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Reach out to Marcos at 855-454-5905. Let's go to Gregory calling in from Maryland. Gregory, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
I thank you for your radio ministry. Truly, it's a blessing.
Amen.
My question is, I'm 53 years old, and I'm reconsidering marriage. I've gotten myself together. I've been saved for about 5 years now. My dilemma is with the enhancement drugs, because I have not been active.
Okay.
And I was curious as to the take, whether it's acceptable. Do you tell your the possible significant other that you're willing to do this? Again, I've been celibate for 5 years, but I was married once, divorced back in 91, I believe it was. So I have not had a serious relationship, but I've gotten myself together, praise God for that. And now I'm getting myself together physically, and I have started to look for a possible mate.
Okay, well, first of all, so you haven't found someone yet, or you have?
Well, I have found somebody that I want to tell them how I feel.
Okay.
And but I just haven't done it because of the stamina issue. It's something that I haven't had to address until just recently. Like I said, I've been getting my body back together for about 6 months. And certain things are starting to wake up again.
Okay. Well, I think a number of things. I mean, what you're saying is it's an obvious fear. And listen, you know, if you get into a relationship, that's a very important part of a relationship. It's not the only part of a relationship, but the intimacy, making sure that you're able to please your spouse. But I think that the first part that I want to focus on, Gregory, is making sure that you have a solid foundation. And, you know, the Bible is very clear about, you know, sex inside marriage, not outside of marriage.
Right.
So if it's someone that you truly have a relationship with, you should be able to overcome any issue and talk about it and deal with it. And so my thing is, listen, you're in a relationship with someone. It's a little too early to talk about your stamina issues if you're not yet, you know, planning marriage. Now, you're a mature man, so I take it that, you know, you're not just trying to date for the sake of dating, and you don't want to date someone for a long time. So sure, if there's someone you're interested in, you're hoping that it does become, you know, a commitment, a marriage, you know, someone that you spend the rest of your life with, and you can be there for one another, correct?
Yes.
You know, but I think there will come a point, and I tell you what I do, Greg, Gregory, when I do premarital counseling at the right time, you know, we talk about certain things in the relationship, but there is like a conversation that we have that's called full disclosure, and it's an opportunity for, you know, both man and future wife to be able to talk about things, like really count the cost and say, listen, these are some things it's important to talk about before we say I do. Because you don't want to like get married and then you're like, oh, by the way, honey, I didn't tell you I had this issue and I need to take medication. You know, that just wouldn't be fair.
Right.
The person needs to know. And also, I think it's important for you to know how she feels about this. Because imagine her attitude, I don't want this. And I mean, that would be an eye opener. That's definitely not the person you want to be with. But I think it starts with having a solid foundation first. Mm-hmm. And if that's the person you believe you're going to move forward with and, you know, go towards marriage, then you have that conversation.
Right. You know? Well, there was something that I didn't know whether I should get into my system, you know, or...
Ooh, you don't want to do that early, brother. You don't want
to... Yeah, I mean, I'm not too familiar with them. And like I said, it's something brand new that it's a joyful feeling, you know, that I want to do this because I have not wanted to share my life with anybody for a long time.
So you sound like, even when you say you're starting to take care of yourself, it sounds like you're really trying to better yourself, which I believe is a very important part of being able to give to someone else. Because the Bible says, you know, you must love your wife as a man loves his wife as he loves himself. So if you're not taking care of your temple and loving yourself, then how much are you going to be able to love someone else? So, excuse me, I commend you for that. But secondly, you know, the scriptures don't talk about these issues, right? It doesn't say what to do. So we're free to do certain things as long as it doesn't contradict the will of God. Like I would never advise you to do this or to get involved of something before your marriage, because that goes against God's word. And so my thing is, listen, bro, do not do this early, you know, get a lot of input. And also make sure you get you got to get a physician to prescribe that anyway. And just, you know, talk about whatever other issues you have, because most of the time it's a symptom of something greater. It's just a symptom. And so sometimes people have had issues, you know, heart issues, some kind of blockage. And then that's a reason why they're struggling with, you know, impotence or something else. So I think you want to make sure you're able to, you know, get the help and be healthy, because you also don't want to get married and then, you know, leave your wife a widow.
Right.
So
I mean, well, the part of the question was I did not want to fornicate or anything like that. I do talk with my doctor, but I knew I was coming through the area, and I knew that if I got a chance, I was going to call you.
Okay, good.
I was going to ask you, you know, because like I said, your radio station is a blessing.
Thank you.
So, I mean, with that being said, I do understand what you're saying, and I'll just wait until it the question arises, and I'll just be forthright when it comes up.
I think so. I mean, there's a great scripture in the Psalms of Songs, and it basically says, "Do not awaken love until it so desires." Like it's not at the right time is when you focus on that. And it sounds like, you know, you're really preparing yourself and you're opening up your life and your heart to be in a great, you know, fulfilling relationship. So congratulations for that.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do.
Well, thank you, Brother Gregory. We really appreciate it. You have a blessed day.
You too now. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Anthony calling in from the Philadelphia area. Don't forget, our phone number is 855-454-5905. Anthony, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good
Anthony,
morning.
Are you there?
We lost him. We lost him.
All right, so we're going to wait to get someone else on the line, but we are going to have to prepare to take a break. In the meantime, we encourage you to reach out to us at 855-454-5905. 1-800-273-8105.
And something we haven't had the time to do lately is really go back to Facebook and focus on it. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to do this in the next few minutes, especially when we come back from our break.
Yeah.
So we do invite you to call, but we also invite you to, if you can, definitely don't do this if you're driving, but
please.
Go ahead and log into facebook.com/beyondthevows. Get in on the conversation, you know, comment on what we're talking about here. I mean, we just had an interesting conversation with Gregory about, you know, some kind of enhancement drugs or, you know, trying to deal with, you know, issues of impotence. You know, these are some great conversations that I think we don't always have. You know, these are not the kind of things you talk about at church. Hey, like, hey, you know, pastor, I have a question about, you know, Viagra or whatever. You know, I think we have to make sure that we have an outlet to have these conversations. And rightly so. I mean, I think you should be able to talk about this at church, but you want to make sure it's not during the worship service. Right? You want to make sure it's during some good and honest conversation, sometimes in meetings with other couples or meetings with the brothers, the men, or the women on their own, vice versa. But I think, you know, we definitely invite you to visit us on facebook.com/beyondthevows. Also, we invite you to give us a call.
That's right. And that number is 855-454-5905. So stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows will continue with more conversation after this.